John Bones Jones is getting set to take on Rashad Evans Saturday, UFC 145. Richie Witt will be at Baby Dolls for all the UFC coverage. Bones is going to be joining us momentarily right here on New School. And all I'm hoping for is for this UFC interview to go a little bit better than the last one we conducted when Rampage Jackson...
Oh, yeah.
Rampage joined us to talk about his fight against Rashad Evans.
Actually, it was John Jones.
Oh, John Jones.
It was John Jones.
That's right. John Jones beat the hell out of Rampage, which I was very happy about. Why? Because Rampage delivered the most embarrassing interview I've ever sat down for. Ever! Your last few losses, it doesn't look like you've been hurt at all. It's been on the points. It's been on the scorecard. And when you sit here and look at that, does that give you confidence that it's more of a strategy thing than a skill thing with the recent losses that you've had?
Yeah.
It does?
I don't know. I don't focus on my losses, man. So I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Now, I'm so glad that this was I wasn't here for this interview that day, because I would have chickened out. I wouldn't have been able to ask this guy, didn't I?
It got better, though.
When we told Dallas-Fort Worth that you were coming on, everyone started tweeting and putting on Facebook the Pride Slam. And we know that's probably your most spectacular finish. If you could finish John Jones' Rampage in one way, how would you top that slam from the Pride fight?
Repeat your question.
Oof. That's nice.
It's not cool, man.
What was he doing in there?
I don't know.
Mayweather, Pacquiao, and the super fight in your sport is Silva St. Pierre. Which one of those would you rather see if you had to pick one ticket?
Mayweather, Pacquiao.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Jeez almighty. That just kept going.
That was before Rampage fought John Jones, and I usually don't have a rooting interest one way or the other. I was praying that John beat the hell out of Rampage. Thank goodness it happened. And John Jones is joining us right now on News School to preview the light heavyweight championship against Rashad Evans on 105.3 The Fan. First off, John, thanks for joining us, and I have to thank you for beating Rampage. He's not the easiest interview, man. He made me feel really, really awkward. Does that surprise you to hear that?
You know, Rampage, that's funny. You guys probably caught him off guard. You know, a lot of times we do these interviews the week of the fight, and we're cutting weight, and he probably had giving you guys half his attention, so I apologize for him.
And there's like 70 interviews you guys are going to do in a row, too. We're going on like all the different conference calls. Could you ever feel when you scared someone interviewing you? Like, did you ever get ticked off, or was there a question that pissed you off so much you could tell you were intimidating the person asking the question?
No, not really. I heard once that there's no dumb questions, only dumb answers. So, not really.
All right, let's talk about why this fight is happening. Here you are training in Greg Jackson's camp with Rashad, who has been a buddy of yours for a long time. Now all of a sudden he starts trash-talking you, and you guys are going to be in the octagon on Saturday night. How did we get to this point?
You know, basically, me and Rashad were on the same team, and same trainers, same coaches, same teammates, you know. And you know, we got to a point where we both became top five in the world, and I ended up winning the world title, and Rashad decided instead of challenge. Instead of losing weight, dropped down to 185 and to be a middleweight champion, he'd rather stay at that weight and challenge me for the belt. So he packed up his bags, moved to Florida, started his own team, actually stole a few teammates from our team, and now he's challenging me for the title.
Is the training for the fight against him easier or more difficult considering how well you know him?
I think it's a lot easier. You know, a lot of times I use visualization to, like, imagine myself in front of the guy and imagine, you know, kind of play the fight in my head as the way it could go and the way it should go. And, you know, this time I'm using memory over visualization. So I think it's been easier for me in a lot of ways. And the motivation. I mean, the guy's badmouthed our program. He stole some of our teammates. He tries to badmouth my character to the best of his ability. And, you know, it's easy to get up for someone who hates you so much.
John Bones Jones joining us on 105.3 The Fan. And, you know, he's the one that's been doing a lot of the talking pre-fight. How come you've been relatively quiet?
You know, because at the end of the day, you know, the pre-fight build-up, it's more for the people to enjoy. You know, it gives the people a reason to root for me or for him. And my main job is to give the people ultimate entertainment and to win the fight. And so, since I signed the contract, my main focus has been on tactics and strategy, not necessarily defending my character.
How do you expect this fight to go from a tactical standpoint?
You know, I think it's going to go great. You know, I'm younger, I'm longer, and I'm extremely passionate about the sport. You know, I feel as if I'm really just getting started, and I'm really trying to create a legacy for myself. You know, Shad was a champion already, and when he became the champ, you know, he hit up the nightclubs and just brought everything Gucci and, you know, completely changed the person that he was.
you said that fight week you cut a lot of weight. How much weight do you have to drop the week of the fight, typically?
Right now I weigh 214, and I have to get down to 205, so I think I got like 9 pounds left. And it'll be fine. I'm a wrestler, and, the discipline that it takes, I think I'm okay with it. I'm comfortable with it.
Bones Jones joining us right here to preview UFC 145. He is the youngest champ ever in the UFC right here on 105.3 The Fan. When are you moving up to heavyweight?
You know, I'm still a pretty young guy. I walk around about 230, 25 pounds overweight, which isn't that crazy with a good diet and work routine. Heavyweights, they naturally walk around about 280. Those big, massive guys, and when you're in the UFC level of fighting, you know, these guys aren't too far behind you when it comes to tactics and just skill. So when, you know, a very talented little guy fights a very talented big guy, the little guy is probably not a good idea for him.
Do you ever get bored? Do you ever get bored, John?
No, I don't get bored. I'm so passionate about this sport, and I'm really starting to pave a future for my family, and things are starting to get a lot better for my family, and I just want my kids to have a good life. So, I'm going to work extremely hard and remain to be extremely passionate about this.
You know, when you sit there and look at the fighter comparisons, Anderson Silva's name comes up a lot. We're always looking for the next big event here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we want it to come to Cowboys Stadium. You're friends with Anderson Silva as well. Is there any possibility that that fight could ever happen?
You know, it's a possibility, but I would rather not fight Anderson. Anderson, you know, is the pound-for-pound greatest fighter on the planet, and by many I've been ranked the second best fighter on the planet. And, you know, I think that we're both striving to be great, and Anderson's undefeated, and technically I'm undefeated as well. And I think some matchups aren't meant to be had. I think we both should just have our separate, amazing careers and just, you know, stay in each other's corner. And Anderson's a lot older than me as well. So when he retires, I would love to have him as a mentor and as a coach to kind of get me to where he's at. So fighting him wouldn't be very beneficial in the long run.
You said technically undefeated. A lot of people talk about the one technical loss as much as a lot of the dominating finishes. How much does the way you lost that one fight and that number one still tick you off and get under your skin?
You know, it hurt me at first pretty bad because, you know, I trained so hard for that fight, and I was winning the fight. I don't think I got hit in the fight. And then I did a move that was illegal, and to have everything crushed, you know, the dream of being undefeated just crushed because I messed up. It haunted me so bad, but I'm grateful for what happened. You know, I think a lot of times when you have guys who are undefeated, you know, they begin to fight to stay undefeated instead of fighting to win. And right now I just fight to win. I've learned from my mistakes, and I'm not planning on making too many more in the future.
John Bones Jones, join us on 105.3 The Fan. Your brothers are both football players, one playing in the NFL and in college. Who's the best athlete in the family?
You know, I would have to say Chandler. You know, right now Chandler's projected to be a first-round draft pick in a few days. And, Arthur, he has this thing where he's not the strongest or the fastest or has the best agility or anything, but he just had a knack for getting to the ball. And I always thought that was the situation for Chandler as well. But in the combine, you know, every exercise they put him through, he was top 10, top 10 bench press, top 10 high jump, and everything he did. And so he actually is a great athlete. He had the numbers to back it up. You know, me, I actually suck at everything outside of fighting. So I would have to say Chandler.
I got to ask you, because I challenged Herschel Walker to a little bit of a fight. He didn't think it was a very good idea. I'm kind of thankful for that. But
he's worried for you.
Being the badass that I am, I could pick up things rather quickly. What's the easiest MMA move that you could teach me over the radio right now?
You know what? If I was a guy like yourself, I would just probably go for a good ball kick.
Yes!
Hey, hey,
awesome.
At the end of the day, that saves you.
That works, though, right? I mean, that would work.
Bones Jones, before we let you go.
Effective.
I have to say this.
Kick and run.
Kick and run. There we go.
I have to say this. I'm following you on Twitter. Please keep up the tweeting of the pictures of what you eat. These breakfast, lunches,
like
and dinners. Oh, my God. This burger that you had on this cheat meal is ridiculous.
Are you single? Are you single, Bones?
Easter, the Easter plate.
She's looking up
I'm
all
looking
of them.
At all your pictures here. You've got this ahi tuna that's amazing, this like, burger, these grits, these steak and eggs.
Get
shut
a
up
cold
already.
Shower.
Yeah, but, some of the stuff I shouldn't put online, though. Like, that burger was the most unhealthy thing ever.
Oh, it doesn't matter. This thing is amazing.
All right, John Bones.
It was Easter, you know, it was a celebration.
John Bones Jones getting set to take on Rashad Evans, UFC 145, Saturday night, the youngest champ in UFC history, joining us here, right here on New School. And John, final thing, set the record straight. Did you copy Rashad's entrance?
That's so funny you asked that. You know, no one has asked me that yet. That is funny. You know what? If I did, it was an accident. Maybe subconsciously watching him fight all the time, I just did it naturally. But at the same time, I haven't gone back and actually checked the stats and seen, you know, who actually did it first.
There's stats for the entrances, huh?
Yeah, you know, I got to kind of check and watch the fight and see, you know, who actually did it first.
Look at John
but,
getting
you know,
under the
if
skin.
If I did, you know, so be it. Whatever. Maybe I did copy. I'll steal his whole identity after I beat him. Who cares?
John Bones Jones, right?
That's
the
right.
thing about being a UFC guy. So what? What are you going to do? Hey, best of luck Saturday night, man. Thanks for joining us. And thanks for taking care of Rampage for me.
Hey, no problem. Sorry about that, guys.
Bones Jones.
Dude.
What a personality.
That
yeah.
was so much better than last
yes.
time. Do you
yes.
remember what happened when you said bye to Rampage last time?
All right, man. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Good luck Saturday night. Rampage.
Huh?
I said, thanks for the time. Good luck Saturday night.
Thanks, man.
Oh, so much better.
Oh, yeah. What is that?